congratulations to you too, to all the diaspora. I think that people is very happy, and you can see and hear people celebrating. They were very happy, and you see some people on the main road. Even we have people who went to the presidency, because usually when Senegal win, they used to go there, as last year when they win the African Cup of Nations. So everyone is very happy, and we hope that it will be better for the 16. And also, the winning of Senegal will help the other African teams to do better for their last game.
This win makes it the third time that Senegal is going to the knockout stage of the World Cup. How about that?
Yeah, it will be the second time. The first time was 20 years ago, in 2002. It was very, 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 very popular, and it was very, very incredible. But now, people know that things can change very quickly in football, and they have to pay attention. And we hope that, like the last African Cup of Nations, that better to go step by step and try to win our matches and go the far possible in this competition.
Now, Ibrahim, Senegal did this without their star player, Sadio Mane. What is the status on him? Do you think he might play during the knockout stage?
So, after the game today, the Trini congratulate Sadio Mane, and it is for him. This victory, it is for him. And if you remember, 2 years ago, one of our players, who was the first Senegalese who scored during the World Cup, who is called Pape Bouba Diop, he's 2-3 years ago on 29, like today, is the 2 years of his death. Yesterday, people, and even today, call the players to give their best to honor his memory. But the trainer today, after the victory, he says that it is for Sadio Mane. So Sadio Mane was not here, and we think that even he is not here, we have other players who can try to do their best.
Well, Ibrahim, let me say congratulations again to you, to Africa, to the people of Senegal. And let's pray maybe today, Wednesday, that Tunisia is going to beat France, and that coming up on Thursday, that Morocco is going to beat Canada.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Let's pray all. And congratulations to you too.